That's here's penalties at home. Here's penalties. 6 for 53 for Arkansas State, 9 for 91 for Auburn, each team with one turnover. So it statistically much closer than the score indicates.
Arkansas, you were there, 31-21, and you want to talk about statistically much further apart than the score would indicate.
Yeah.
A 10-point win by Arkansas. They could have easily scored late in the game. A couple of fumbles in their own territory. And
Untimely penalties, too.
Yeah.
Especially a big first down. Hunter Henry gets called for a pass interference, which, I don't know, that was a questionable call.
I don't see a lot of those.
Yeah, exactly. It just seemed like there were some untimely penalties. Penalties are going to happen through the course of a game. Unfortunately, this team, their mantra heading into the season was what? No pre-snap penalties. Those are still occurring at home. What's going to happen on the road?
Yeah, that's not good. Well, that's something that they are focused on, certainly, with Brett Bielema, and I'm sure he's disappointed in that. Something will get cleaned up. I heard his comments coming in. I don't know if you heard Brett Bielema's comments as you were pulling up.
I did.
Very positive about Alex Collins, which was good, and he kind of alluded to the penalty, but didn't make a big deal about it. But that was the big headline after the game was the quote, Alex Collins will not do that again. If he does, he will not be here playing with us. Look, I understand you got an irritated coach in that situation. I understand that you hate to see a freshman taking the glory and not giving it back to his offensive lineman, but like you saw from a leader, Travis Swanson, he was quoted after the game and said, hey, I went over to him and said, look, you got to come back and get with us because, you know, you didn't get there on your own, which I thought was a great thing to say. If I'm Brett Bielema, though, and I don't mean to get too nitpicky about it, but I'd like to see him say, you know what? We won't need that right now. It's okay. I'm just curious. I'd like to see him say, hey, you know what? That's something that that's a freshman mistake, and we'll talk to him about it. That'll be handled moving forward. Good performance, though. And he did give him some love in the performance, which is the important thing.
He went with the no playing card, though. The not playing with
I just thought, yeah, I mean, that look.
I think it was a little extreme.
I thought it was a little disrespectful because, A, you're not. I thought it was, yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, here's my thing. The kid came here. He worked his butt off all summer. He worked his butt off all fall camp, and he's done a great job for you. I would be. In fact, I'm asking anyone, whether it's, you know, Jim Harris, Rick Schaefer, I already asked Harry King this morning, Wally Hall, I mean, whoever would know, has there ever been a better debut? Has anybody ever had 300 yards in their first two games combined? And again,
no freshman, no. That's in Razorback history, they have not.
In their true,
as a true freshman, no, and this was a stat given out by the University of Arkansas this past weekend, no true freshman at the University of Arkansas has ever rushed back-to-back 100-yard games.
Well, then that would mean
that's impressive. I mean, this kid
unless
is
somebody went,
role.
Okay, unless somebody went for 300 in the first game and went for 99 in the second game. Yeah, but again, there are a lot of people that deserve credit for that. Part of it is the play calling. Part of it is the design of the offense, and a lot of it has to do with the offensive line and the job they're doing. So,
yeah,
I understand why you're upset, and that's okay. I just thought that was kind of a funny thing to say, an odd thing to say. And I don't want the tail wagging the dog. The what the coach wants and what's good for the other players is the important thing. And I think Alex Collins gets it. I mean, from what I heard from him, and we're going to play his comments back in a minute. But I thought that was a little bit extreme to say because A, you don't mean it. And B, what's the point of slapping the kid around? He feels bad.
It's a strong message.
And he's doing a great job for you. Yeah, I just thought that was a little bit much. I don't mind if he says that to him. If he's sitting there and he goes, if I see that crap again, you won't be playing again.
Yeah.
You know, that's no problem. I got no problem with that. But I just don't like that kind of stuff getting on the media.
Well, Coach Bielema, as we've seen this entire offseason and through the season so far, he's going to say what's on his mind. It's just, it's Coach
that's
it. B. That's
why
what
did
it
you
is.
Say that? Because that's what I was thinking.
That's exactly what he's saying. You know, one thing I did like about watching the post game here and seeing the guys after the game, it almost seemed like they lost. If you watched the post game and you watched the interviews with the players on the field, there was this downer feeling. It wasn't a feeling of excitement. It wasn't like a, hey, we won, we're excited. It was almost as if they lost the game. I like that, though. They should not feel good about that game. That's not something they should walk away with a happy feeling on.
Yeah. No, I agree, man. Look, there were a lot of people predicting 55-7 wins. And, again, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. You're still working on things. You're a work in progress very much. It's a fluid situation with this team. They're still trying to figure it out.
I mean, now the question is, did they overachieve in game one? You know, or was game one a fluke because Louisiana Lafayette's not as good as we thought they were?
Yeah,
because
you do have to be careful.
They played very well in the first game.
They did.
They did.
You have to be careful.
In all phases.
Yeah, you have to be careful. And Harry King and I were talking about this morning. You don't want to get into comparing scores, but they got their butts beat at Kansas State this weekend, a Kansas State team that lost to a very good FCS team last weekend. And you don't want to get into comparing scores, but they got handled this weekend. And this is not a vintage Kansas State team. I'm not sure the University of Louisiana is what we thought they were.
No.
But yeah, I mean, look, Arkansas is 2-0. They're trying to figure it out. They'll blow out Southern Miss this weekend. Maybe they'll win by 10 again. But they'll win. I mean, they'll dominate the game. This is not a good Southern Miss team, and they couldn't beat ASU or UCA probably in most weeks either. So, I mean, this is not a team that Arkansas should be challenged by this week. But you do have a very significant challenge next week. You're going to have to clean up some things in the passing game and become more of a threat there. And you're going to have to obviously, you know, clean up some penalties and silly things.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing this week they're going to have to do is be better against the pass. This is a Southern Miss team that hasn't done anything in the running game this year. This is all passing for them. Their quarterback comes in, though, with not great statistics, 2 touchdowns, 5 picks. They have one receiver that's about, you know, 300 yards receiving on the season, a couple touchdowns. So I want to see how the defense, this will be a good test for the defensive back. Something that we were talking about before the season even started, a big question mark for this team. How are the defensive backs going to be? How's the secondary going to look? This weekend, we'll get a better idea on that. Not a great idea, but a better idea because this Southern Miss team comes with an aerial attack.
Two other things, and then we'll take some calls here. It's 10:26. Let's hold this break for just a minute, Matt. Henderson State, big pat on the back. Look, I know they played an opponent that couldn't beat them in a million tries.
This is the team we all joke about that, you know, oh, who they play? College of the Nazarene.
Hey, I don't care. Coach Maxville, if Coach Maxville could put 82 on you.
81.
Although RJ said, RJ told me, anything. He said they could have scored 100. So
they really could have?
Yeah, that's what he said. So anyway.
You know, I think Coach Maxfield, he wants to hit that triple digit eventually.
I think they probably will.
I
remember when the Twisters were playing and they scored, I don't know if they scored 100 or got close to 100, but that was like one of their goals. This Henderson State team could do it with the offense they
have. Absolutely. And their defense even got one.
Yeah, so you might as well. I mean, it'd be unique. You're going to make headlines at least. You'll get ridiculed by some people for taking it, you know, beating somebody up like that, but it's still a good deal. I got to give a huge pat on the back to UCA as well. Certainly something I'm close to. 38-24, the final at Colorado. They lead in the fourth quarter after a short run by Winrick Smothers on a fourth and goal play. And you know, very disappointing finish. They had a second pick six of the game on a ball that was tipped, a ball that most of the time is going to be caught by a kid that's been really steady in Blake Gardner in the early going. And so it's, you know, you just can't make those mistakes.
How did they look, though? I mean, did they look well?
They looked like they were in it? They
looked
the equal of Colorado. Here's the thing. UCA was ahead in the third quarter against Ole Miss last year, and I in no way thought they were the equal of Ole Miss. You just knew it was a matter of time before they lost it. With this team, you felt like they were going to win the game. I mean, they were as good or better, and that's the thing. This is such a golden opportunity with an experienced quarterback, with some playmakers offensively, with a solid offensive line, although they were missing two kids because of suspension who come back this week, and then the best defense Clint Conk's had since we've been around him. So it's unfortunate because this was your chance. This was your chance to go beat a Pac-12 school, a Pac-12 school that was ripe for the picking. And a team that was coming off a win, too, would have been such a significant victory for UCA. It's just unfortunate because you really feel like that was one that got away. Just not great offensively. They just didn't have a great night. Winrick didn't have a great night, and he had a couple of balls that he threw and gave his guys an opportunity that they made plays on. And, you know, the pick six, I've never seen him throw one, I don't think, and he throws two in the game. He just can't do it.
Yeah.
Defense made some plays, though. They had a, you know, knocked a couple of fumbles out, made a couple of interceptions. I mean, they forced four turnovers, too. It was similar to the Giants game last night, Giants and Cowboys.
Yeah.
There were some mistakes made on both sides.
Back and forth.
And there were teams making plays to create turnovers, too. So it was a good college football game. It's unfortunate because that was a real opportunity for UCA. But, hey, give Coach McIntyre credit, and he gave a lot of credit to UCA after the game. So it's something they can build on, and they got to try to get ready this week because they're pretty beat up. They got to get healthy for the game this week against a Tennessee Martin team at home. Tennessee's at home. Tennessee Martin is, and it'll be a tough game this weekend. So let me take this call from Grant, and then we'll go into the break with Alex Collins' comments after the victory this weekend for Arkansas. Grant is in Cabot. I'm not sure what's going on with my computer. There we go. Hey, Grant.
Hey, guys. Hey, Justin.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm with you on that. What was it that Alex Collins did that made Bielema say that?
He jumped up and slapped hands with the fans, I guess, you know, because they're warm weather right on top
Lambo.
Of
him.
Yeah, kind of a Lambo.
Are you kidding me?
High five.
If he does it again, he's going to get kicked off the team? That's stupid.
Well, and that's an over the top comment. I don't think he meant it literally, but yeah, I didn't see any advantage to saying it publicly.
Yeah, well, hey, I gotta go, guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Grant.
See you, Grant.
Anyway, 10:29. We'll take a timeout. We are at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Coach Osborne coming up in the second hour. Epic Health presenting us today. We appreciate them as always being with us here today at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Justin Aker, Chris Kane, Matty T holding it down back in the Fury Electric Studio. Alex Collins. An unprecedented first two games at the University of Arkansas. His comments after the win as we head into the break.
You know, practice is where you start. You know, just keep practicing razor grip, and that's something we work on every day in practice. You know, keep the ball high and tight so you don't have the problems about putting it on the floor. Because they're a really good team, you know. They came out and they wanted to win. They wanted to win bad, and you can tell in the first half they were trying really hard. You know, but we just wanted to wear them out, and third and fourth quarter, you can see them start to slow down and get tired. And we took advantage of that. You know, we started pounding it a little bit harder, running a little bit faster, just trying to wear that team out so we can get open looks. I gave it all. You know, I tried to cut back upfield, but, you know, I got tripped up. That was my first big, big run, and I was trying to give it all I got. But, you know, I got angled good, so I tried to lead them on and cut them back off. But I got tripped up. It felt great, you know, being able to score your first college touchdown, just looking up and hearing everybody cheering for you. You know, it felt really great. You know, we just talked about, you know, just pounding the rock, you know, getting back on track, you know, focusing. You know, basically, we wanted to slow down and just get composure. You know, we was just, you know, everybody was getting out of control. You know, that teamwork wasn't there. And then, you know, we all just calmed down, took it slow and got back together, and then we start pounding the rock. We just feel that we can't give up, you know. If we have the lead, we can't relax. We can't take our foot off the pedal, you know. When we're up, we need to finish the game instead of, you know, cruising and letting the team catch back up. So that's something we want to work on as a team, just putting the game away.